When you grow up in a community where the main industry is the prison system, it can have a very unique vibe, to say the least. When you have that much negativity, when you have all of these individuals, literally thousands of people behind bars, the negativity, the sadness, the anxiety, the emotion that's all compacted into these small places that are the main employer for those who are not behind the bars, but essentially are there during working hours, it can take its toll. It can have its effect.
Growing up, I had a lot of paranormal experiences. I grew up in a small town. Many people know it for the prison system that we have here. That's mostly what we're famous for, is all of our prisons. And I actually think that this might be the reason why I became so sensitive to the paranormal and things such.
It can be very troubling for someone who is more sensitive to the paranormal than those that are not. To some, it's just a way of life. It's how things are. And if that extra level of sensitivity is not something that is ticked on your radar, then it may not be such a bad place to be. But if you're empathic, if you're sensitive, if you can feel things that many others cannot, this atmosphere can be very, very troubling.
It started when I was younger. I would hear footsteps in our house. And I would see these figures that I had never met before, and I would try telling my mom about it, and she would never believe me. And I was like, there was a man that was standing over our bed and things like that, and she never seemed to understand what I was talking about.
And to those that don't understand, it leaves those of us who do feel these things kind of off in our own world, off in our own place, oftentimes looked at by those that we care about and trust as being kind of out there. Sometimes classified as crazy. Folks who feel these things and know these things know crazy could not be further from the truth of what is actually going on. But there are some environments like this, like an area that is surrounded and shrouded in negativity and some of society's worst, all compact into one place. It can be a very, very difficult place to grow up and to learn what's normal and not normal according to society.
I've always been, I wouldn't call myself a clairvoyant, but I would say that I'm sensitive to things such as people. I could shake someone's hand and immediately tell you what kind of vibes I get from that person, whether that be good or bad. I've always been this way. And so I would go in a room and I would get feelings, and if I got a bad feeling about it, I would leave, or I would tell my mom, hey, this isn't a good place.
On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode 225, we are going to hear several stories surrounding prison systems. Prison systems that are still active to this day. Prison systems where people are working there guarding those incarcerated. Prison systems that have long ago shut its doors and today are more of a tourist attraction than anything else. And people involved in the systems, not even as guards, but as those caring in the medical field for those who are incarcerated. There are several great stories on today's episode, including the story of a prison nurse who has more run-ins with deceased patients than the living one night. Also, beware of runaway prisoners, more like beware of demonic creatures on the side of the road. When you see those signs out there, beware, do not pick up hitchhikers. They may be runaway prisoners. What if you see something else on the side of the road that's not one of them? Also, some young people on a backpacking trip across a country. They happened to stop at a rest place that was a former prison. They bunk there for the night. Find out what happens and who meets them. And also, the staircase in an old abandoned war prison. What does it lead to? We'll find out as we hear the story of one couple's adventure through such a location. If you like haunted prisons, this is going to be an episode you will love. Well, from Real Ghost Stories Online, I am Tony Bruschi. This is EPP bonus episode 225. Good stuff coming up. Stay with us. People often talk about positive workplace environments. And those of us who've worked in both positive and negative places, we understand the importance, and you certainly understand the importance of environments that are positive. It just makes everything better. It makes life easier. It makes getting jobs done quicker. It makes the days go faster. It's just a better thing. But when your workplace environment is naturally not that, and there's not a lot of ways to change that. It's not a matter of attitude change because the setting is what it is, a prison hospital. What do you do to get by? What do you do to try and make the best of the situation to literally survive working there, especially if you're a sensitive person to emotions and your surroundings? In our next story, we hear about a prison nurse and her several encounters with the paranormal, working her shifts day and night within the prison system, and just how much it weighs on her mentally and emotionally. Take a listen. For a while, I worked as a nurse in a prison. Just so happy to be able to find a nursing position after months upon months of searching for a job. Took the job without even thinking. It was quite an adjustment for me, because you're basically locked in a facility full of society's worst. While I was there, I learned many different aspects of the job. And after 3 months, I was then on my own. These are some of the unexplained experiences I encountered while working within this facility. My first experience, or encounter, as you may say, was when I was sent to the facility's hospital area. I just passed out the medications for the morning, started doing some of the paperwork. A lot of the regular nurses who had been there for a while usually take breaks at this time, and I agreed to stay at the nursing station since a nurse always needs to be present there. It's the rule. I'm not going to break it. Just to the left of the nursing station was a hallway with patient rooms on both sides, and to the right was a desk for some of the enforcement officers. I was sitting there charting when I felt like someone poked my right shoulder. Turning around, I was surprised to find that no one was there. Figuring it was just a muscle spasm, I just went back to charting. Then happened again. Got up to look around, found nothing out of the ordinary. Other nurses were still in the break room right down the hall. Figured I was imagining it, then I just went back on working. Later in the day, during the shift change, I was giving my report to an oncoming nurse when I felt like someone kept poking my back in the same place. I ignored it, so the nurse wouldn't think I was strange or crazy, but it kept happening. I started to get a little bit nervous. I had my back to the cabinets, and no one was close enough to be poking me. After I gave my report, I grabbed my bag and I left, thinking this was just an off first day. Well, little did I know, there would be many more off days. The next event occurred several days later when I was sent up to the hospital, but this time it was for the night shift. It's caring for a patient who was dying of cancer and needed around-the-clock pain medication. Early in the morning, I went into his room and I administered his IV medication. While I was pushing the IV medication, I had my back to the wall where the sink was. Then, suddenly I heard water running. Initially, I didn't really think anything of it because most sinks are motion activated, and I figured I'd just set it off. Once I finished giving the medication, I turned to face the sink, and to my surprise, the water was no longer running. It suddenly dawned on me, though, that the sink in the patient's room, it was not a motion activated sink. It had to be turned on manually with a lever. I checked the interior of the sink basin, and it was wet, so I knew it was that sink that I heard. I had not used that sink all night, though, nor had anyone else. I ended up getting the heck out of there and returned to the nurse's station. Every time I went back into his room to give him his pain meds, I prayed that nothing else would happen. The third and last event occurred when I was in the employee mail room checking my mailbox. It was early. I just grabbed my mail and was reading through it, my back to the door, when I heard what sounded like a key opening in the door. I didn't think anything of it because other employees come in and out of there all the time, in all hours of the day. I heard the door open and close and then some shuffling. Turning around to say hi, and asked them to lock the door on their way out, I realized I was alone. Figuring the noise came from another room, I looked into all the rooms down the hall. No one was there, no lights even on. I hurried back to my work area, which happened to be the hospital once again. Well, after about 6 months of this and working here, I quit. I started a new job out in the community where I have had no experiences. I dreaded going into work at the prison. The day I started working there, my anxiety was sky high. I battled depression there my entire employment time. Eventually, I even began to have suicidal thoughts. This is what drove me to find employment elsewhere, and I am glad I did. Now that I work outside of corrections, I realize how heavy of an environment a prison really is. Dark and depressing. One thing I realize now when I think back about it was the continuous feeling of being watched. Yeah, there's cameras all over the place, the guard towers, but many hospitals have security cameras as well. This feeling of being watched was just different, especially in the hospital. There are many people who can work in a prison without problem, but for some reason I could not handle it. I was not one of them. It still bothers me that I never actually saw any of these events occur, just heard or felt them, which makes me doubt myself. However, I will never again work in a prison. That wraps up the preview portion of EPP bonus episode 225 of Real Ghost Stories Online. I hope you'll become an EPP so you can hear all of the stories in this week's episode, as well as all 225 bonus episodes. Your support is what keeps our show on the air. It's only $5 a month. You can sign up at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com to choose whichever way works best for you. In the rest of this episode, like I said earlier, it is packed with some really creepy prison-esque stories, including runaway prisoners. Or is it something else that's found on the side of the road by the big sign that says, "Look out! People on the side of the road, hitchhikers, may be runaway prisoners," but in this case, not so much. A backpacking bunk spot, which happens to be a former prison, gives guests way more than just that good night's sleep. Plus, we hear the story of some teens on their last hurrah of high school, finding an abandoned hospital and getting much more than they bargained for than just a little spooky hike. It's, yeah, one of those things that none of them will ever forget for the rest of their lives. Hear the whole thing? Ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month. Sign up. Become an EPP. Extra podcast person. Keep our program on the air. We cannot do this thing without you. Thanks for the support.